Little politics, little demographics, our discussion in this segment. Let's get one thing out of the way right at the top. Catherine DeLong, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. And your favorite in the presidential campaign is?
Congressman Ron Paul.
76-year-old Congressman Ron Paul. Nick Murray, how old are you?
Hi, I'm 21.
And your favorite in the GOP presidential race?
My favorite is Ron Paul as well.
Our next two guests can no doubt hear their own voices in this sound of a rally.
That's great.
Those are Ron Paul supporters in Iowa, very, very excited about the, if not rising surge of the Ron Paul candidacy, certainly his solid support among a number of constituencies, including young people. Nick Murray, you're the chapter leader of Youth for Ron Paul at the University of New Hampshire, where things are pretty hopping this morning. He joins us from Concord, New Hampshire. And Catherine DeLong is the chapter leader of Youth for Ron Paul at SUNY Buffalo, the State University of Buffalo in Buffalo, New York. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Explain why Ron Paul is such a draw for young people.
I think there's a number of reasons. And in Ron Paul's words, he always says that freedom is such a young idea. And I just think his message of liberty, and especially the pro-America, America First, responsible foreign policy, ending the wars, I think that's really what a lot of young people are drawn to. And I think just the message of liberty and having our rights and upholding the Constitution is an idea that appeals to a lot of young people, because we still have a long way to go and we have our futures ahead of us. And having a president who's going to respect the Constitution and make sure that our country is in a responsible place in the international arena is something that's important to us, because those are decisions that, you know, if we make now, we're going to have to live with them for many, many years to come.
So, Catherine DeLong, is that the argument you make to other young people at the State University of New York at Buffalo?
I think the best way to go about talking, not even just to young people, but to people in general, is to find out what's important to them. Because if economics is important to them, then you can delve into Ron Paul's economic policy, how he wants to, he's the only candidate who wants to address central fractional banking and its corruption. He's the only candidate who's proposed real spending cuts. His economic policy plan to restore America calls for $1 trillion in cuts in the first year. I think it's important to find out what's most important to the voter, and then you can address that part of Ron's policy to them. And I feel like once people know one thing about him, they want to know more and they're hooked.
All right. So Catherine DeLong, it sounds like what she's responding to there, like a lot of young people, is the action orientation of Ron Paul, his sense of being a libertarian, and also his anti-war positions, attracting at least one college student in Buffalo, New York. Nick, what is the buzz for Ron Paul in New Hampshire?
It seems like a lot of students are rallying behind his message, and I personally think it's something that can harken back to the Constitution. The fact that Ron Paul understands the limits of his job, understands, you know, what his job entails, and it's because he reads the rule book, he reads the Constitution. I think that's so important for someone who's trying to get our votes for president. Understand what the job is, and, you know, tell us what you're going to do within the confines of that job. I think that a lot of candidates sometimes go off track with things they can't even control as president. Ron Paul at least understands what his role is.
Now, Nick Murray, you're the chapter leader of Youth for Ron Paul at the University of New Hampshire in Concord. In 2008, it was Barack Obama who had all the young voters excited. Were you one of those back in 2008?
Yeah, I was. University of New Hampshire is actually in Durham. I'm in Concord today to help out with the campaign. But I was a big Obama supporter in the end of high school. But I was just very disappointed with everything that stayed the same. The things that I was angry with Bush about really didn't change. President Obama started more wars and kept oppression on the drug war. And our civil liberties at this point are out the window with the National Defense Authorization Act. And, you know, there's a lot of things that Obama could have changed when he went into office that a lot of people are angry about with Bush, and I don't think he addressed those at all.
So you're not a natural Republican, yet what attracts you to Ron Paul is the civil libertarian approach that would, in a sense, cancel the Patriot Act, which is what Ron Paul has called for, his anti-war stance. That's something that really attracts you. Again, you're not a natural Republican. And then finally, him being anti-war. That's the kind of candidacy you're looking for, Nick Murray.
Yeah, I mean, I think because of Ron Paul and just researching his ideas, I definitely am a Republican. I consider myself conservative today. But, you know, that came with a good deal of self-reevaluation.
To both of you, let me hammer you over the head with some punditry. Do you mind, Nick and Catherine?
Go ahead.
All right. To Catherine DeLong, you know, your vote is precious. You're throwing it away. Ron Paul is not electable. Your response?
I think that's garbage. I think anyone who says that is just simply regurgitating what the mainstream media says. And anyone who just gets their, you know, news from Fox News or CNN should really go out and look at alternative news sources. I don't think he's unelectable. I think if people actually listen to what he says, there's no way. If they listen to what he says and truly understand his message, I don't understand how people can't like him. I definitely think he's electable.
Catherine DeLong, quickly, where do you get your news from, if not Fox and CNN?
I do watch Fox News and CNN, but I frequent The Drudge. Russia Today is also a very good website. Al Jazeera English is a good website. I think just as many, as long as you're getting it from more sources, especially sources aren't in the United States, I think that's an advantage.
Catherine DeLong, chapter leader of Youth for Ron Paul at SUNY Buffalo, State University of Buffalo, New York. Nick Murray will give you the last word under 30 seconds. Ron Paul, not electable. You're throwing your vote away, bud.
I laugh every time I hear that because I thought that we were supposed to pick the candidate first and then figure out who wins, not figure out who can win and then vote on them based on that. I think if you're going to vote, you need to vote on your conscience, you need to vote on principle, you need to vote on a candidate that speaks to you, and that just speaks to you.
All right.
And shows that they have the credentials to do the job right.
Two consciences talking to us, Nick Murray and Catherine DeLong, young supporters of Ron Paul in New Hampshire and Buffalo, New York. Thanks so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.